It's just an exciting business to be in. I really enjoy being in this business. It's been good to me. I've made a lot of friends through the years.
This past week, I had the opportunity to attend the Independent Professional Seed Association's 30th annual conference in Indian Wells, California. While I was there, I had the opportunity to sit down with Jeff Weber, who serves as the seed treatment lead for the Eastern Region for New Farm Americas. My favorite part about attending the IPSA conference is that there's so much encouraged collaboration between your peers in the seed industry. So I wondered if Jeff also had a favorite part about conferences like IPSA.
I really enjoy the atmosphere. It's not the office setting that we see most of our customers in, so more relaxed, but I really like catching up with the customers, and after being in the business long enough, catching up with some friends, that this is one of the few times I get to see them.
Jeff is a seed industry veteran with more than 30 years under his belt, so I asked him what some of the biggest changes he's witnessed within the past couple of years.
Consolidation as of late has obviously been a real big change, and before that, traits made a big change in the business. And for me, being more focused on the seed treatment, it's just the number of AIs and products that have now been put on the seed.
Jeff didn't originally get his start on the sales side of seed. Instead, he began on the research side. I asked why he decided to make that change and what sort of challenges he faced.
I had been in research for many years, and the company had asked me to go into sales, and then they had asked me again to go into sales, and then they'd asked me to go into sales again, and I said, well, they must think I'm capable. So I thought, let's give this a try. And then the biggest challenges to go along with that, Alex, would be that, boy, it was a whole new world. I mean, that was the biggest challenge. I was very confident in the product knowledge, you know, what could happen, but just going out and said, well, there's a whole different world out here, and I got to go meet people that I never had to do before.
Every salesman has to have a secret to being successful at sales, right? I asked Jeff what his secret was and what advice he would give to someone just jumping into sales.
They have to be consistent, and they have to know their product, and they have to want to develop personal relationships, because it still is that, because it comes down to everybody has a good product, and so what can separate you? So is it your knowledge? Is it your relationship with the people? Can you communicate with them? So I think it's just multiple factors in there that make this all work for me.
I asked Jeff what something new was in seed treatments that he was looking forward to seeing in the future.
I really believe that the biologicals will take a bigger role. To me, they're kind of in their infancy stage, and there's a lot more to be done in that area, and somebody will find something that really does separate themselves from everybody else, and I think that's, customers really want that. They want the safety in the products, and I think that'll be one of the next big areas.
Since Jeff works closely with growers in the East, I asked him what he thought the biggest challenges would be for growers in 2019 and what his advice would be for the upcoming season.
One of the biggest challenges this year is probably seed quality. Will there be enough seed? What's the germ at? What are the tag? What things are going to be tagged at? And so it's going to be a real issue. Maybe there's not enough beans like they've always had due to quality issues. There's beans all over the board and just because of the weather in the fall of what we had. And so what do we do to fix that? Well, I believe seed treatment can help that greatly, because we're seeing things from 20 to 40% increase in germs when the germs are low. So I think seed treatments can really help those people out there this year, as every year.